talking with John Schulk with the American Farmland Trust. John, let's talk about two or three things that are really very contemporary right now. We're just a couple of days out from the elections. They obviously have impact on what's going to be happening, not just in the lame duck, but in 2013 as well, when it comes to conservation and farm policy. Your thoughts about this status quo that seemingly was established again Tuesday night?
Well, it's concerning. Obviously, we have a number of issues that we really need action on. The Farm Bill, which you've mentioned, is certainly top of the list of our priorities. But there's an awful lot of uncertainty with the tax and budget issues as well when it comes to an issue like the estate tax, for instance, that really has a definite impact in terms of how people hold land, land that's transferred from one generation to the next, land being forced to sell in order to pay an estate tax burden. So there's a number of issues that we just can't afford to have status quo. We've got to get some action.
So, you know, obviously you're talking about tax policy as well as the farm policy itself. Those are both things that could be addressed in the lame duck.
Well, and we certainly hope so. And frankly, I'm probably a little more optimistic about that than a lot of people might be. I think we've already got an awful lot of work done on the Farm Bill, passed out of the Senate, passed out of the House Ag Committee. We've got a minimum of $23 billion in cuts that are being made to farm programs. And I think when you look at what the priority of Congress is going to be over the next couple months of getting some sort of tax and budget deal, that's going to be awfully hard to resist not picking that up, including the Farm Bill provisions, and being able to take credit for those cuts in a broader package.
Obviously, a lot of folks are saying that they think agriculture is going to be asked to make even bigger cuts, and that might be one of the reasons we won't see farm policy enacted in the lame duck. Are you fearful that there will be those that will come back and make those demands?
Well, I'm sure that's going to be there. That's been part of the struggle that we've had up to this point and part of the reason the bill hasn't moved, particularly on the House side, some wanting deeper cuts than we've already got. But my contention is that's even going to be stronger next year and in subsequent years than it is now. The budget process, the way that's going to play out, the deficit that we've got, and I think something from the election. Fewer and fewer people having that direct connection to the farm, it's just going to make it real hard to be able to go in with a farm bill and say, continue a public commitment to keep funding these programs. So it's in our interest to act soon and act right away.
The House and the Senate pretty well in agreement over the conservation direction, some consolidation of programs, simplification, if you want to call it that. You feel pretty good about what both the Senate and House have proposed?
We do. The consolidation of programs is being done in a responsible manner, which we're very pleased with. There's a lot of focus on strategic conservation. We know we don't have money to solve every problem. Let's make sure we're solving the biggest ones first. That's another part of this farm bill. We're all concerned about the budget cuts, obviously. We need, you know, the EQIP money, the cost share money. We need the technical assistance. But I also think we feel that the process we've been through, by and large, have apportioned the cuts pretty fairly. I mean, there's really not any part of the farm bill that's not experiencing that, and that's what our priority concern is, particularly in the tight budget environment we're working in.
You alluded a while ago also to the need to deal with the estate tax, the death tax. Couch that or explain your feelings and how that relates back to the heritage or the reason that we need to approach that from the goals of your organization.
Well, it's a very important consideration in many respects because if Congress doesn't act, the exemption is going to go from $5 million down to $1 million. The tax rate's going to go from 35% to 55%. If that happens, what that does when people have an estate is force the sale of land. And quite often, that land is sold to the highest bidder, which, you know, unfortunately is not an agricultural use that land ends up under. So we get very concerned about maintaining an estate tax policy that doesn't create so much of an incentive to have to sell land to pay the tax that you really give a real spur to taking land out of agricultural production, which certainly is a key factor, a key point that we try to address as an organization.
When it comes to maybe a little bit of a longer focus, a little bit of a longer look, we've lost farmland in recent decades. We continue to see that urban crawl or sprawl come on out. How important is it that we hold the line as best we can and keep the farmland we have?
We've got to be smart. you know, we understand you're not going to stop all development. Growth is good. But on the other hand, when we have that choice of how's that growth going to take place, we need to especially be looking at making sure we put a high priority on the most productive land, because there is going to come a time when that land is going to be very needed, and it's very important to feeding 10 billion people on the globe, to providing environmental services, you know, wildlife habitat, and all kinds of other things that I think people are just now starting to become more aware of benefits that come from having land in agriculture that, you know, maybe even 20 years ago people didn't necessarily appreciate.